likely 15 degrees.
Thanks, Helen. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 10th of September. There are warnings of gales in Seoul, Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at midnight. Lows southwest Rockall 991, expected Hebrides 983 by midnight tonight. Low German Bight 1010, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, east 40s. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, perhaps gale 8 later in 40s in Cromartie, then veering southwesterly 5 or 6. Rain or thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southeast 4 to 6, veering south 5 to 7, then southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. South or southwest, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, thundery in Plymouth, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in West Seoul. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7. Rain or showers, thundery in Lundy, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southeast veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or northwest 5 to 7. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, cyclonic, becoming westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southwest. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Hebrides. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or thundery showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6, 8 miles, 998, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast by east, 5, 19 miles, 1,000, falling. Lerwick, southeast, 4, mist, 5 miles, 1,009, falling. Lucas, east, 1, 7 miles, 1,005, falling. Bridlington, south-southeast, 5, 1,007, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 5, 11 miles, 1,008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 5, 11 miles, 1,007. Jersey, southwest by south, 3, 19 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 5 miles, 1,005. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 4, recent rain, 7 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Valentia, south, 3, moderate showers, 1 mile, 997, falling. Ronald's Way, southeast, 4, 12 miles, 1,001, falling. And Malin Head, southeast, 4, 27 miles, 997, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 10th of September. The general situation: Atlantic low west of Scotland brings strong southerly or southwesterly winds and showers, some thundery, to the coastal waters during the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then veering south 5 or 6. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, veering west for a time 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6. Veering west or northwest 5 to 7 for a time. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South 3 to 5, veering west 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast, veering west, backing southwest later 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast, veering west, backing southwest later 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southeast 5 or 6. Veering west or southwest. Occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly, veering westerly, backing southwesterly later 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in northwest. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath, southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Canon Anne Easter.
Good morning. I reckon most of our children are back to school by now with their oversized blazers to grow into and their shiny new pencil cases. There's inevitable trepidation about a different classroom, perhaps in a new school, and new teachers, most of whom will feel similarly apprehensive. But once we get going, the majority will settle into the routine of school life and enjoy it. I loved it, especially my small coeducational grammar school. But the bigger boys sometimes got a bit lively. One twirled his duffel bag so wildly round his head that the catch broke and it flew straight at my face, smashing my glasses. I next saw that boy when He was a senior officer of the local council, and he laid a wreath at a remembrance service that I was conducting. That was a bit of a shock. But, you know, we still enjoy meeting up occasionally and laugh at his aim. School teaches us to pass exams in useful subjects, but it teaches us so much more too. We learn about diversity, that what we regard as the norm might be quite different for other people. We learn about teamwork. We learn about leadership and about getting our voices heard. And we learn that there are some people for whom life will almost always be a struggle. And we learn how we can support them to be part of the group. Lord, please bless all our school children and their teachers and support staff as they begin a new school year, and help them to learn humanity above all else. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Canon Anne Easter. Now on BBC Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Could the reshuffle be an opportunity to reset the relationship between farmers and the government? The NFU president thinks so. And what's a reporter to do when a rare farmland bird is nowhere to be seen?
It's cracks, 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 cracks.
Ask the interviewee to do an impersonation, obviously. We'll hear about the efforts to conserve the corncrake later on. First today, unlicensed burning of moorland where there's deep peat is being banned in England. The government has confirmed that it's going ahead with plans to make land managers apply for licences if they want to burn vegetation where more than 30 centimetres of peat lies beneath. Previously, this only applied to